a short series of definitions that were given by Father John Hardin in his famous Catholic dictionary, which you can find online at the CatholicCulture.org site. So the first definition is holiness. I'm going to quote it, and I'm going to kind of comment along the way. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew kadosh, holy, meant being separated from the secular or profane. Now, here, profane simply means that which is not holy. So, like Bach wrote sacred music, in other words, church music, and profane music, meaning works like concerti and sonatas and so forth, that were to be performed in concert halls and so forth. It doesn't mean it's wicked or vile or impure or anything. Okay, so it's separated from the secular or profane, or dedication to God's service, as Israel was said to be holy because it was the people of God. The holiness of God identified his separation from all evil. Again, he's only bringing out that negative aspect of God's holiness. Among creatures, they are holy by their relation to him. Holiness in creatures is either subjective or objective or both. It is subjective, essentially, by the possession of divine grace, and morally by the practice of virtue. So we're going to talk about that in more detail later. Objective holiness in creatures denotes their exclusive consecration to the service of God. Now, remember we talked about how, you know, temples and the appurtenances of the temple, the altar, the instruments used there, cups, chalices, et cetera, how these things were holy? Well, there are people who are also spoken of as holy by virtue of them being set aside for the service of God. And here I'm going to make a point that should help to enlighten not only Catholics but non-Catholics on how this word holy is sometimes applied to persons and offices. So listen to what Father Hardin says about objective holiness. He says, in creatures, it denotes their exclusive consecration to the service of God. Priests by their ordination, religious by their vows, sacred places, vessels, and vestments by the blessing that they receive, and the sacred purpose for which they are reserved. A lot of times you see non-Catholics objecting to Catholics using the term holy. We talk about the Pope, there's the Holy Father. Well, I mean, if you look at the history of the popes, yes, we have had many popes who are great saints. We can rattle off the names of all the canonized. The first 30 of them were martyred, okay? And that's kind of the ultimate in heroism of Christian virtue. Yet, of course, we know that the papal history is checkered with some really, really wicked men, and we cannot keep that a secret. So when you read any honest history of the popes, you're going to find saints alongside scoundrels. No question of this. But each one is called Holy Father. So some folks might think, well, you know, these Catholics are terrible because they're hypocrites because they have these high standards of sanctity, so supposedly, yet they call some of these historical scoundrels holy Father. Well, how is it that he's holy? Well, he's holy by virtue of his office. That's now he should be holy morally, interiorly, personally, as many of the popes indeed were, a Gregory the Great, a Leo the Great, or a St. Peter himself, or St. Pius X or St. Pius V, numerous great saintly popes, or any of those first 30 who were martyrs. The popes should be that way, but they don't have to be valid popes. Otherwise, we'd be Donatist heretics. But what are we talking about when we talk about Holy Father? Well, his office is intrinsically holy. It's set aside for a specific divine purpose, namely to use the office of universal jurisdiction and infallibility to lead the church to her ultimate destiny, to help to do that. Okay, so the Pope has certain offices that he fulfills as Vicar of Christ, as Bishop of Rome, and so forth. Yet, and all of them have the same power, the same charisms to teach infallibly if they choose to use that charism. And that's why they're a Holy Father, because they have that office. So the same thing goes for priests. I mean, we treat priests as if they are holy, not necessarily because all of them are equally